the joke here is there's a church on every corner, and there is that pervasive Christian throughout the Colorado Springs community, of course. But in terms of the academy, that attitude kind of shines through with cadets are not allowed to have sex in the dorms, and it's considered a presumptive disenrollment when they are caught or if they admit to having sex in the dorms. So, and we also, it's kind of verboten to even really talk openly about sex, even healthy sex, with cadets at the academy. It's a very conservative climate. We've kind of found this out, that the only time we talk to cadets about sex is about sexual assault. That's and even that is frowned upon. It's back in the Jurassic era almost when it comes to talking about intimate behavior. And if we can't talk openly about any kind of sex at all, it's just not a very healthy climate, and it's certainly a conservative one. I myself have gotten into trouble for using some of the terminology that we use to discuss sexuality and sexual assault. I've had a few people talk to me about that. And the way young people talk about sex these days is it's pretty frank and sometimes bordering on vulgar, you know. But I've been very unpopular with some of the terminology I've used and been called out on it a lot. So it's not only that we don't talk openly about sexual assault, that's not very popular. We don't talk about any sex at all, and the cadets are not really they're not permitted to have sex at all.
So abstinence is a central component of the code of conduct, and yet in this high testosterone environment where the religiosity prevents open discussion of, you know, the natural elements of human sexuality, that repression can lead to sexual harassment and sexual assault at a level that would be greater than in the general population. Is that your perception?
I think that's a big part of it. Yes, it's just we don't admit it's going on. We don't even want to acknowledge it's going on. It's not. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to talk about it.